Hi, this is Chris McGregor of Discerning Hearts, joined by Dr. Anthony Lillis, as we discuss the Discerning Hearts Pilgrimage 2020, a Trinitarian Holy Land pilgrimage in the company of Elijah. Over the next several episodes, we're going to describe what the experience will be like, and we hope that you will consider joining us, or at least following us, in this audio presentation. Welcome back, Anthony.
Chris, it's great to be with you. Thanks for doing this.
Well, I'm excited because we just left Mount Tabor, and we're on Friday, May 29th, of our pilgrimage. Where are we now?
After our time in Cana, we are going to return back to Sea of Galilee. It has a number of different names in the scriptures. Going to go on a boat ride. Actually, this is one of my favorite moments in the different pilgrimages that I've had the honor of leading in the pilgrim in the Holy Land myself. I've always enjoyed this boat ride. It's been my experience that at a certain stage, as you're going across the Sea of Galilee, they turn off the boat and you're just sitting there on the water and it's still. And you can see, you can look out towards the north, see all the places in Galilee that Jesus walked. You can actually visualize the terrain and a few of the different sites. They're just there on this huge panoramic view. But as the silence sets in, someone begins to read the story of Jesus walking on the water, or the story of Jesus asleep in the boat, the story of Jesus telling his disciples to cast out on the other side. And as the words of sacred scripture are read, and you're in the boat and you're on the sea, a realization that this really happened, that the Lord Jesus Christ was on these waters with his disciples, and now you are here. There's a certain solidarity of spirit that rises up, and a kind of prayer seizes your heart. People are pulled into a deep kind of silence. Then after a little bit, the boat continues on. We're going to go up on the other side of the lake. You have the place where Jesus cooked fish for the disciples after the resurrection. You have the Mount of the Beatitudes, but also you have Capernaum, where Jesus preached and worked miracles. And so we will go to the Capernaum. There's a ancient synagogue that is there. There is Peter's house, the great house church that was there. And then there are excavations of the village. And you actually go into one of the houses, the story of the paralytic being dropped through the roof. You'll kind of get a feel for what that actually was like, how crowded it was when the man was dropped through the roof, by going into one of these little houses and getting a feel for it. So these are the very, very powerful places that we'll get to visit. Finally, after Capernaum, we'll go to the place where Jesus multiplied the loaves and the fish. It's a place called Tabitha. There's beautiful mosaics there. And again, this experience that I've described, you're there by the Sea of Galilee, kind of looking out, breathing in the air, and you're looking at these mosaics, and you realize Jesus multiplied bread here. Jesus declared the Beatitudes here. There's something powerful about being in the place where the preaching and healing and miracles of Jesus took place.
It's incredible because, you know, we say that there are many areas around the world that are very sacred and very blessed. And yet this is the actual spot where God walked, and he actually did and proclaimed the miraculous engagement with heaven right here. I mean, right in those areas, in that location, in this climate. I mean, all of it, it's extraordinary, isn't it?
Yeah, no, it's extremely beautiful. In fact, this particular day, before we go back to our hotel for dinner, we're going to simply spend some time on the seashore in prayer. And just kind of taking in what you've just described, this land is filled with powerful moments of grace because it's so connected with the Holy Scriptures. And so our period of silence each day, our period for Mass each day will enable us to take these graces in and to ponder them in our hearts. It's going to be a very beautiful day, a wonderful encounter with the Lord. I'm looking forward to it.
The next day, after breakfast, we'll depart from that area and we're going to go to Jerusalem.
Yes.
That, I can't imagine, is going to be a breathtaking undertaking.
Yes. We started our pilgrimage with the spirit of Elijah, and then it kind of shifted over to Mary. And Elijah and Mary, these are figures actually from Advent that prepare for the coming of Jesus. They bring us to God the Son. But at this point, as we drive from Galilee over to Jerusalem, we're shifting our pilgrimage shifts from the Son to the Holy Spirit. While we are on this journey, we're going to be reading the Psalms together, kind of entering into this kind of Trinitarian rhythm that our pilgrimage is laying out. We will enter Jerusalem and we'll go directly up to Bethlehem. And in Bethlehem, we'll be at the birth site of Jesus. It's a very beautiful square where this church is with its own history. You have to kind of bend your head when you go into the Church of the Nativity, which is an act of piety, but it's also interesting how the church came to be the way it is. We'll listen to some of that. We'll visit the very grotto where Jesus was born and the cave of St. Jerome, which is right next to it. We'll also see the shepherd's fields where they saw the angels. We'll go into one of their little caves that the shepherds lived in. It will give you a sense for the stable that Jesus was born in. They would go into these underground areas with all their animals to sleep, to keep warm. This would be where Jesus was born. G.K. Chesterton called him the original caveman. But it's hard to, until you go into it, it's hard really to describe. And then we'll come back to Jerusalem and talk about Holy Sepulchre that evening after dinner to prepare us for Sunday when we go to the Holy Sepulchre. So during this time, we're shifting our pilgrimage from the Son to the Holy Spirit. The reason why Jesus died for us is so that we might receive the Holy Spirit. As we go into the depths of his humanity, we avail ourselves of the movements of the Holy Spirit that he knew in his own lifetime and that are communicated to us from the cross. And so everything leads up to the cross, to the Church of the Holy Sepulchre that we'll see on Sunday.
Yeah, it's important for us to remember that at this time in the church year, we're actually on this Saturday will be the vigil for Pentecost.
That's right.
And so we are actually traveling in this pilgrimage during the great novena of Pentecost. You talk about your crescendos.
Yeah.
I mean, this is building, building, building. I mean, that's extraordinary. There's no accidents, are there, when it comes to this type of pilgrimage calling?
No, I'm always amazed at kind of the holy coincidences that happen in a pilgrimage. One year I led a group to Krakow and we happened to, without planning on it, without realizing it, we went to the shrine of Our Lady of Częstochowa on her feast day. And something like that is happening. We're entering Jerusalem, coming before the cross of Christ. We'll actually on Sunday go to the upper room where the Holy Spirit came mm-hmm. on the disciples. We'll be there.
Wow.
And it will be a very unique and beautiful experience for our faith to be able to spend Pentecost there.
And we've really, really prepared ourselves. And a quick footnote, because we jumped over it pretty quick when we were describing all the things that we'll visit in Bethlehem, there is that cave of St. Jerome. Now, we are going to be steeped in the scriptures. We're going to be steeped in Lectio and the celebration of the sacraments. And in a very real way, how wonderful it is we're going to be able to meet this great father of the church, doctor of the church, who it was so instrumental in making sure that we received the scriptures as they were meant to be given.
That's right. And so St. Jerome and his work with sacred scripture kind of form the way the church has received the scripture in the Latin West. He was kind of a tough ascetic who encouraged people to pray, But his love for the sacred scriptures were so great that he actually had a little monastery right next to the cave where Jesus was born, and they've excavated it, and so we get to go down into it, and it's quite a beautiful experience.
Anthony, I am looking forward to talking about the next day, that beautiful day when we enter into the city of Jerusalem and visit all the holy places. But in closing, any final thoughts?
Just my heart goes to Bethlehem. I remember 1 year being at the place of the nativity with my children, and it wasn't a very busy time of year. Everybody had left. They were off to see the next thing, and I was there with my son and daughters in the place where Jesus was born. And I remember it being very silent and being able to pray for each of my children right at that spot, thank God for them. And there they were with me, and I just thought it's a little bit like I was invited into the Holy Family, to this intimate place of the Holy Family. This is what I hope, the kind of thing that happens for our pilgrims who come on this pilgrimage. There will be little moments of grace when you don't expect it, what you're not planning for. And those moments of grace will be what you carry in your heart and will enrich your faith for years to come. I hope that anyone who's prompted to, who's able to come, will join this journey. I think you'll receive gifts from the Lord that will you'll carry for a lifetime.
Amen. Let it be. Let it be.
Amen.
All right. Thank you so much, Anthony.
Thank you, Chris. This is Dr. Anthony Lillis.
And Chris McGregor, and we invite you to join us in a once-in-a-lifetime Discerning Hearts Trinitarian pilgrimage throughout the Holy Land. This will be a unique opportunity for contemplative prayer, spiritual teaching, and fellowship in one of the holiest areas on the earth. The place is touched by the lives of Jesus, Mary, and the apostles.
During this time, we will also walk closely in the company of the prophet Elijah through the most miraculous moments in salvation history, which would later become pages in the gospel. Along with Sister Magdalite Balduc of the Community of the Beatitudes, the community of the famous Father Jacques Philippe, we hope to lead you into a new encounter with the great mysteries of our faith and a renewal of your devotion to the Lord.
Join us May 23rd through June 2nd, 2020. Please visit discerninghearts.com for a full itinerary and learn more about the Discerning Hearts Trinitarian Pilgrimage to the Holy Land.